back. That was Luyas with a song called Forget Penzand. You are listening to Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. On this program, we have bands coming in, playing live in studio almost every week, almost every week. And we have a few bands and people in with us tonight. There's been some change of names. I'm getting kind of confused here. We're going to get started with a band called Dashes, I believe. So here we go, Dashes.
We're on in like. Sweet. Alex, do you want to start?
talking about?
The talking part.
We got a lot of people in the studio right now.
Very cute.
We are live in studio with Dashes.
Yeah.
Dashes.
Yeah.
Okay. Not SSS anymore.
No.
What's the deal with that?
We.
Shall I?
Oh, wait.
Let's explain.
All right. So basically, we had this name, told a lot of people our name. And now we want to change the name, apparently. So everyone in the band, we all, like, voted, and I got outvoted. And now we are Dashes. So anyone listening to this that likes that name, you're joining the majority.
can the rest of the people explain Dashes?
Yeah,
why so good?
What's better? My take on Dashes is that we really wanted to get rid of SSS. And when I think of Dashes, I think of like three dashes, and there's three S's.
So it's like we just scratched it out.
Wow, it's deep.
Personal.
Actually, before we keep going, it's a professional show here. Ricola.
It's delicious.
While I'm still chewing my candy, do you guys want to do a quick introduction of not necessarily everyone in the room, if you want to, but just so people in the radio land can get a feel of you.
What's happening in this room?
Right. It's pretty. A lot of people are in the room.
Well,
must be warm.
There's about seven people that aren't in the band in here, and then
of
five
homies.
Of us that are in the band. I just estimated.
Ballpark figure.
What about John's dad?
Yeah, what about my dad?
Come on.
All right. Well, we got Ellis on bass.
Yay.
A man of few words. Jessica on violin and singing. Just a taste. Stefana over there on the keyboards and singing.
Yeah.
And then John on the drums.
Howdy.
And trumpet.
And backups.
And Steve on guitar.
Yeah.
So that's five of us.
Excellent. One thing I probably want to mention right away is that Alice told me an email that you've been here.
Yeah, we are.
Can you talk about that story? It's a good story. It's a really good story.
When we were in grade 10, our favorite band was You Say Party, We Say Die.
Yeah.
We used to go see them at the Ukraine Hall all the time. And so we saw them on their MySpace. They're playing Thunderbird Radio Hell. We're like, shit, that sounds crazy. Oh, man. So we're like, okay, let's go see them. And then we ended up here, and we're like, whoa, this is a really small room. And then...
So we just got put into this other room, and we watched them.
We watched them, and it was, like, awesome. And we hadn't started a band yet, I don't think.
No.
We were like... Yeah, I wasn't even playing bass yet. And so we're like, oh, man, we should start a band and write dance punk tunes. But then it didn't really turn into dance punk tunes. We tried really hard.
Right.
But, yeah.
But at least got you started.
Yeah.
Were you thinking about starting a band then?
Yeah, I wanted to play an instrument.
Ellis didn't play anything.
Yeah, so it was like, really this is like the first to. Band, first bass, first, I don't know. Yeah.
How long ago was that? So you're what grade are you in now?
We're in grade 12.
Grade 12,
yeah.
Right.
Graduating.
Okay. Awesome. So yeah, well, that was fun. I think at the end, weren't you in this room at all? We just stuck in the other studio the whole time.
You got around.
That was good. I actually, after you told me that story, I mentioned it to Krista and Devin, just because I saw them that night, and they were like, really? They were really happy about it.
Oh, sweet.
And I was being dumb, because what I should have done was to tell them to show up here.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
You would have blew our minds. I wouldn't have been able to play. I'd be like...
It didn't occur to me until I told somebody on the car ride over here, and she said, why don't you get Devin to show up? And he totally would, and I said, damn it, I should have thought of it.
We could have had gang vocals.
That would have been hilarious. But they were like, who are Dashes? I want to see SSS. We're live in studio on CITR with Dashes, and more songs, right, for us.
Uh-huh.
Actually ironically called Kill Us.
Yeah. Whoa. We wrote it last Sunday, knowing that we would change the name soon.
Steven needs a second, so we're going to give him a second.
Capo, capo.
Thank you.
we're going to play a song called Hormones next.
Which is my favorite title to yell out loud.
Hormones!
What?
It's Jessica, you really experienced it. I didn't.
I really experienced it. Which is again hormones, it's so funny. At our high school there's this thing called the 30-hour famine. So all these high school kids pledge money and then they go for 30 hours without food in order to raise money for charity. And we get to sleep over at the school, which is, you know, really cool sounding when you're in high school.
Because that would be, that's not allowed.
We ended up playing this game in the gym that made people sweat a lot for hours and hours and hours all through the night. And then at the end, they put the wall up in the gym and separated the girls and guys. And so it was like the epitome of like high school experiences.
Scandalous.
Puberty and then separation of the genders. It was just...
And that's what this one's about, yeah. Our next song is called Kidnapping.
is that kidnapping or kid?
Actually, it's the latter, but that's maybe just how I spell it. I feel like half of the band spells it one way and the other. The other. Kids.
Did you write the lyrics?
Kid, you have to find the boy, yeah.
It's true. It's true. Yeah, but what if he's napping and you don't know where he's napping? Like, what happened to me this morning? Really? They can't.
Oh, right. They can only hear Jessica. It's really funny.
I'm not talking to myself.
Okay, well, whenever you guys are ready.
So in reference to what happened to me this morning, I woke up at 9:30, and my parents seem to think that I'm so independent that I just walked up and left of my own accord. And they're like, yeah, she went to school, meanwhile.
And meanwhile, Jessica's sleeping.
Yeah.
And we had a collaborative day, so it was confusing.
Live on CITR. Grade 12, eh? So when I was grade 12, I wasn't doing any of this, but...
Right.
So what is there... you want to keep doing this after you graduated? What is there...
No, not at all.
You looked for? all going to be doctors and lawyers.
Definitely not.
Doctors and lawyers.
Yeah,
and,
we're going to become professionals, all of us.
Yeah. This is the last one.
Very poor.
Steven's going to be a brain surgeon. No, we plan on hopefully sticking together. I think. Is that just me? I don't know. Do you guys
want to
stay friends?
Jesse, we're done. We're done. Right after we graduate. Done the band. No. Yeah, exactly.
And also another thing is, actually, also when I was in high school, I wasn't... Because the music you play is kind of quirky and stuff that's actually people play around town, like a lot of the independent bands.
Mm-hmm.
Love you guys. But when I was in high school, you know, you listen to just...
Older Duran.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, when I was in high school, all the bands I liked were cute animals, like turtles and beetles. And,
yeah.
And now it's all like tigers and wolves. But anyways.
Hey.
Fierce animals. This is the age of the fierce animals.
It's like, what's wrong? I'm just saying, I don't know if you know what I'm getting at. It's just that, why did you decide, or how did this music come about? Why aren't you playing Nickelback? Like, probably everybody else in your class.
Why aren't we playing Nickelback? Why does anyone? Why does Nickelback play Nickelback?
No, you can't play that music. It's just too good.
Do the other people in your class? You know, is everybody in grade 12 that listen to, you know, not Nickelback stuff now?
It's only America.
Who
listens to Nickelback?
I don't know
America
anyone
does.
Who listens to Nickelback.
I'm sorry, but.
But maybe that's just our people that we hang around.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I used to sell Nickelback. I used to work at HMV.
HMV.
Although, you know what? Yeah, let's not hate on Nickelback because...
I've heard that he's a really
it's very
nice
impressive
guy.
To
and the organ
pull off what
are on 604 Records, which is Nickelback's label. So, yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Anyways.
We like music. That's why we write music.
Right.
That's what I think.
That's why we write music, not like Nick.
That's why we write music. Yeah, Nickelback. I don't know.
They're about getting drunk.
And how often do you guys practice and such?
We practice never. We're really bad with that.
Like, whenever we have a show, we practice
like this.
A bit before it.
Just a day before.
Twice. We practice twice for the show, didn't we?
We practiced twice for the show, yeah.
And then we're like, I don't know, Jess didn't show up for half the practice. So.
You know what? I was confused.
That's because Jess slipped in.
No excuses. Yeah, it's okay.
I didn't realize school was short today.
It's hormones.
I missed a lot.
And how about, what do you think of all your shows and events in town?
More of them, please.
More.
Do you have any?
Because none of us are 19
yet. It's really hard
because
so many venues are shutting down.
So many.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried just actively maybe looking at a place that weren't doing shows and just asking them, you know, or have you thought of places? Well, gee, this would be a nice place to have shows.
We've played the next band that's up. Our first show was at a warehouse, which was pretty cool.
Yeah.
On Marine Drive.
What kind of just like a?
Oh, it was like our friends' like lawnmower warehouse, and they like dissected lawnmowers, and then they had this like stage in the middle, but it was like for like cutting.
It
up
was
lawnmowers.
Like 2 stories high. Well,
yeah,
no,
it was
not.
Two
yeah, it was. Like,
yeah,
it was, yeah, it was 2 stories. It was really
very
interesting.
And so you move all the lawnmowers out of the.
It's pretty tidy. Those lawnmowers like to keep it clean.
And everybody got to take a lawnmower home when the show's over.
Exactly.
Oh, man. Someone smashed a car after the show. It was crazy.
It was a pretty...
With
a
lawnmower?
Crazy teenager.
With a lawnmower.
That's why you guys don't get shows.
That's why we do. Yeah. How there's always, you know, a pack of teenagers to make us look bad.
we're live with Dashes. I'm not sure what the plan is.
Well, we have two more, and then,
excellent. And,
this next one's also new.
Dashes live and see it here.
Thank you.
We have one more. It's called Hummingbirds. We have to stretch though first.
Meaning this one's for you, Grandma.
We have a MySpace. No, that's gonna change. We have a MySpace. Good luck finding it. I don't know. Do you know how to get? I wouldn't know how to.
It's No. Or you can do myspace.com/voovoovoo as in
yeah, that works
the
best.
French word.
Or try Googling SSS or dashes. I don't know. Depends how long it takes you to get onto Google.
Send us love notes.
Creepy letters are preferable.
And pictures of your pets. I want to see your pets. That's true.
Ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm ready. You're looking at me, John, right?
Yeah
okay.
live on CITR.
That's all.
That was awesome. That's awesome. Good job with the gargling as well.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Good, you noticed.
I didn't know. Did you do that at Shindig level? No.
Yeah, we
no,
did.
Twice.
I didn't gargle at Shindig.
You didn't?
No. Oh. I should have. Yeah. Maybe that would have tipped us over in the competition.
I didn't notice that before.
We would have gone farther if Jessica had gargled. Yeah,
yeah. Now we know.
So the website is myspace.com/vuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvu
In fact, we even speak French. Yeah. Or two of us.
We're the ultimate bilingual Canadian.
And so, yeah, what's coming up next? I don't have the schedule here.
Up next is a set by a band called Tigerhead, featuring some of the same people.
Specifically the drummer and bassist. Alice, you should go set up.
Yeah, we're going to set up, so you should hit some music. Or ask us more questions.
All right, I'll put some in. Thank you.
getting hats. Yeah, 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 yeah. No, 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 no. Yeah, 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 yeah. No, 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 no.
Subconscious mind at work. Your subconscious does not distinguish between right or wrong, good or bad. It always says yes and acts on whatever thoughts are most often in your mind. In other words, through thoughts and beliefs you are probably
CITR live in studio with Tigerhead. How are you doing?
We're doing good. We're doing
good. One, two, three.
Excellent. So, you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah.
Just for the people out there?
So, I'm the bassist from the band who played before, Ellis. And I'm doing weird soundscape stuff.
He's our noise man. It's pretty sweet. No. Ellis is a big part of the band. Don't even worry.
And then, you want to introduce yourself?
Maybe? Yeah, sure. Hi, I'm Mac. I play mainly drums. I also play bass and keyboards.
All right. My name is Sam. I play guitar and bass, and I think that's about it. Here's John.
And I'm John. I play instruments. Pretty much with this band, we play everything. We just do a lot of switching around. That's why things are going wrong now. Vocals, mics aren't on and stuff, but it's good. We're good.
Awesome. And you guys also used to have a different name.
We did.
I didn't even find out the names of today's band.
We were not Tigerhead until about...
We used
about,
to be a math rock band.
Yeah.
Called, it was, Trusty Backpack.
It was, yeah. We were not Tigerhead for... so long. We've been Tigerhead for
we
about 2 days
like
now.
And what? Why change? The musically, I guess.
It was fun freaking out for 6 months.
Yeah.
Like crazy, think, like super complicated everything.
I think we wanted to get more serious. Yeah. I'm not sure why we changed. I don't know. Things just happen. It's all a process, right?
Yeah.
It's all development of. What
I think we're
like.
Just more focused on songs right now.
Yeah.
For sure. I sound like a robot.
Yeah. Good.
And how did this project get started?
It's kind of a long story. Well, okay, hold on. So me, Mac, and Sam have been playing music since we were in about grade 8, I guess. And we used to be in this...
the Butterfly Lovers.
Yeah, we were the Butterfly Lovers. The name does not represent the music we played. We were...
What kind of music?
It was...
Prog metal.
Prog metal. Okay. It was like 15-minute songs. Tool. You know, Tool is our biggest influence. That's good. Anyways... So we stopped that band, and we sort of just thought, I wasn't going nowhere, but it was just, we just kind of drifted apart, and we found Ellis, and Ellis was this maniac who played the pedals, and it was sweet, and it's, and then it just spawned this, and I don't know, we sort of developed from this more of a jam rock band into this sort of more of this weird ambient stage, which we're at now, but yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
It's going to be funk next. I'm gonna bring it all around, full circle. Then rap.
Yeah, I haven't got to our hip hop stage yet.
So, where were you playing when you were like in grade 8? Was it just in the homes or with the shows?
You know those like shows that are like
outside and you know.
Community. Well, you know, yeah, community centers downtown. Like you know, that's like really like. The limelight. Well, we did play at a bar and people liked us, but that's besides the point. We played really lame shows. There were shows with. I don't know. No they
show.
Weren't on CITR, that's
yeah.
for sure.
Yeah, the show, you know, yeah. It's, shows are going to be
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
It's about the bands, you know. If the bands are good, can't be
no,
any
for sure. Yeah.
Right? No. Anyways. Have you guys been, your music's going to change quite a bit, but any thought of recording something? For old time's sake, just listen to it. Or is everything recorded?
We have, with the Butterfly Lovers, we had an EP.
Oh, yeah?
So we have that done, and then...
1,000 copies.
We have
If anybody wants...
Yeah, if anybody wants a Butterfly Lovers EP, just, you know, stop by. We got about 100.
Listening to it, do you still like it?
No.
Or do you kind of just hide when people play it?
I don't know. Do people play it? I don't know. Like, we gave Steve a copy. He didn't even listen to it. Yeah, the only people that like it are our parents. It doesn't count.
We're gonna record. We're gonna record this project.
Yeah, right? We're planning after this whole thingy
Waste
here. We're gonna. I don't know. We're gonna start recording. You know, to get our ideas down, and then yeah. But yeah.
Awesome. We are live on CITR with Tigerhead, and they have more songs.
Check. for this next one, we got Stefana from Dashes on the Rhodes. She's helping us out. Stefana, sorry. Whoa, that was a citywide embarrassment there. We got one more song. Oh,
trust. They had enough. Can you see?
Thanks for coming out. Is there a, do you guys have a website or something?
We don't. We don't have anything set up. We are hopefully going to do that. I don't know.
Once you decided on a permanent banding?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean...
You can contact SSS or Dashes.
Dashes, you know, yeah.
Or, I don't know, if you see us around town. Say hi.
Yeah.
Or Stefana Fertilla. She has a sweet solo project. You can also MySpace her. We're top friends.
Awesome. Yeah. That's great.
Sweet. Thanks. That was our first show.
Yeah. That's good. Sounded great. Yeah. And also, again, thanks to Dashes. And
thanks, Ben Lai.
Yeah. And thank you to Evan and Irene for sound and everything.
Yeah.
And thanks, I guess, to parents for coming.
Yeah.
All right.
Friends and everything.
Driving.
And driving. So this can all be listened to again on CITO.ca on the podcast site. So that should be coming up pretty soon. An hour or two, maybe. Or maybe tomorrow. One of those things. It'll be up at some point. And yeah, that's about all. Thanks so much for coming out. Any last word? I don't
know. Feel like we're living the dream. Following you, Safe Hardy's footsteps. Oh, man.
Yeah. Next thing you know, you're going to be touring China. And
I'm
Europe
not going to be able to sleep tonight.
It's awesome. Thanks for coming. And we have
Better than
rerun
Christmas
after this.
Tune in to CITR Friday afternoons from 2 till 3:30 for Radio Zero, where your host DJ brings you an eclectic mix of new international pop, ranging from the most fashionably disaffected to the brightest sugar-coated music around, along with a good measure of vintage new wave, punk, and disco to kick off your weekend. That's Radio Zero, Friday afternoons at 2 on 101.9 FM, CITR.
Scenic Drive, every Friday morning, 10 a.m. till noon, CITR.